White. St. Helena, California, September 29, 1908. Elder J. E. White, 1713 Cass Street, Nashville, Tennessee. My dear son Edson, your letter was received today. W. C. White has been working under difficulties for some time. He has had trouble with his teeth, and one of these has had to be treated by drilling a hole through the gold crown. An abscess had formed on the root of the tooth, and this has caused him much suffering. In addition to this, he has been suffering from hemorrhoids. Yesterday, Dr. Rand took him in hand and operated upon him for this difficulty. In the evening of the day of the operation, his wife went up to the sanitarium to see him. He was just arousing from sleep, and told May that she had come too soon, for the operation had not yet been performed. He was surprised when he was told that it was all over. Dr. Rand said that the operation was a more difficult one than he at first supposed necessary. He says that W.C. White must have suffered considerably from his head, as these internal difficulties always affect the head. On the day that the operation was performed, I spent much time in prayer to God in behalf of Willie, and a great peace came to my soul in answer to my prayers. I was assured that the Lord was watching over him and that he would come out all right. Today has been a very busy one. I have spent it in examining manuscripts and in deciding what is best to bring before the people at this time. I feel sure that you can do much to help us in this work. Brother Chrysler also feels that you can give us special help. When you can do so, come. We need you as soon as you can get here without creating confusion to your work in Nashville. We will be glad to have Emma come with you. We have an excellent matron in our home. We shall be glad to welcome you both as soon as you can conveniently come. W.C. White may not be able to do full work for several weeks, but the other workers are all here, and each has a special part to act. We will all be glad to have you come to our help. This is all I can write you at this time. I was unable to attend the Fresno meeting. I am just recovering from an attack of influenza. If my health will permit, I shall attend the General Conference in Washington and bear my testimony there. It is now nearly dark, and I must put up my pen. The working of satanic agencies in the world is becoming more and more apparent, and this is why I am anxious to see our schools located out of the cities. The Healdsburg School will be held there no longer. We hope that at Buena Vista we have secured a good location. It is about 30 miles from St. Helena. We will do our best to follow the leadings of the Spirit of God.